Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH. This is Voices of the True Israelites, V-O-T-T-Y. Voices of the True Israelites, V-O-T-T-Y. We're going to start out on the international side on part number 43. And we're going to see all who all joined in this room. And we're going to see, can we look at these memos as they unfold themselves? A lot of memos. Let's see exactly what's going on in the international side. All the spots is filled. That's 195 international countries got a representative in for tonight's lesson. And that's a great thing. And on the international side, well, 109812. Seer Israel, who do you think all these computers is in the room? Is they pro Voices of the True Israelite? How many of you think is pro Voices of the True Israelite? 109812. On the international side. Frankly, I'll give you an answer later on in the broadcast when it comes back to me. When it comes to me, I'm not going to just make a statement on the 109812, but I'll tell you one thing I will do. I'll find the elder and we'll get something going on, then I'll think about it and read these memos on what's on the table. All right, good enough. This is Find the Elder when we're live on Pal Talk, we're live on Blog Talk, another episode, part number 43, V-O-T-T-Y, meaning Voices of the True Israelites. So we'll bring the Elder in, Mr. Tibson, and what have he got to tell this national audience of 195 international countries, 109812. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Y'all, I'll be with you, L.C. Gray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh is kiss. Well, all I can say, we got a, according to WCC, we got a fine audience, 195 international countries, and 109812 is flashing on the international side. So we're going to take a look at these memos. We see some very important things in here that we need to take a look at. So take your time and well, you got to tell the 195 international countries that's in the room. 109812, you on the clock, and still take your time now. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another glorious number of 109,812 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And you know what? That's a good thing, because we have so many people out there trying to give their own version of Yahweh's word, which is not that of book. And you find they want to lead you in different directions. This is why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach Yahweh's word, because we came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they never understand without proper teaching. That's because they go their own direction and they have to be led back into what is righteous of the book. We know that most of us came to hear things, as I said before, that most can hear. And some listening, they never understand. Yeah, that's right. They never understand. And again, that's without proper teaching. But Yahweh's ministry makes all the understanding, misunderstanding possible, because we came to see those things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking never find. Because the misinformed, they can do none of these things. They try to teach you those things which they do not know. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all of this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be very aware by knowing these scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that there are those out there that camouflage their evil of confused teachings and using overly loud bump the gums contests to lead you in their non-righteous teachings, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons, as I've seen before. This brings you into what Yahweh hates in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Let's see what Yahweh hates. Chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. 16 says, "These six things doeth the Yahweh hate, yea, even seven are an abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, and a heart of mind that devilish wicked imagination, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discard among his brothers or sisters." I know many of out there have seen most of these things, and this is a troubling situation. This is why when you read the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son is come in the flesh is not of Yahweh. And this is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world." So knowing that, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought in Yahweh's, well, we did have a name change. you found out what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address to use. To get there, open up any one of your smart devices right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also donations to this ministry. It's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, those of you who may have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Pell Talk. This is where Yahuwah's story will continue. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be accepted off topic or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow righteous acts, the elder will either block or restrict misuse. If teaching times end before time, Our teaching will continue also on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, when you're trying to learn the words of Yahuwah, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, because you miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we're doing one thing. We're rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's words, as it says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things back to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So to keep those things in mind, Yahuwah's word, we have a lot that come that commend the word that they hear, and they will add unto it because they know it's the right thing to do. And then we have some that will cast the same word we listen to behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible. "Oh, I don't like that verse. It sounds too bad. Let's talk about this one." Taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers. Don't forget the deceptive listeners, the page flippers in the Bible to look like they're paying attention. But when you ask them to speak the words of Yahuwah, they're completely lost. Have to remember, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created in this life to do, and that's if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've even did more than 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Know what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible? Let's look in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So let's not be like the man in the chariot, but Philip walking behind the chariot, had to get up and show him which way to go. Look in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 30 to 32. 30 says, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Elijah, and said, understand what thou readest. 31, he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. 32, the place where the scripture where he read was this: he was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth." So we ask you to open up your Bibles, not the mouth. We're not trying to win the bump the gums contest. Keep the Bibles open. Take notes. Learn Yahuwah's word. I'll pass the program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. That was excellent. No doubt about it. And looking forward for your closing statement. And we got a memo saying, Camp Poe said, I got something. You got something, Camp Poe? Let's see if I can post. I got something. Okay. See. Well, so today will be a 1-2 punch. Huh? Let's see if we'll go find Campo out there and find Princess Leora Israel coming out of Campo out of Detroit, Michigan. He said, "Sir, I got something." Okay. Let's find out what you got. All right. When you meet your sister. Coming out of Detroit, Michigan, out of Camp 4, Princess Leora Israel, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, I got sucker. Sister Princess Leora Israel, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, Yahuwah BJLC, right?
Yahuwah bless you, Seer of Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Princess. I see that you got something, so you got something, so this is record-breaking audience. So whatever you got to tell this record-breaking audience tonight, you're on the clock there. Thank you. Leora Israel.
This segment is on the...
Huh?
This segment is on the Bible, and it's called Israel, Did You Know? Voice of the True Israelite uses the King James Bible. The bio on King James of England. King James was born in Edinburgh, United Kingdom. King James I of England was born June 19, 1566, and he died March 27, 1625. He was the King of England from 1603 to 1625. King James, the first of England father, was black. His name was Henry Stuart Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. The title page of the original King James Bible has the four letters on it. So if you get an original King James Bible or a copyright or a copy of it, it will have YHWH, the four letters, on the title page. The original King James version of the Bible had the Apocrypha in it. A lot of Bibles have taken it out, but the original King James had the Apocrypha books in it between Old and New Testament. King James threatened anyone who dared to print the Bible without the Apocrypha with heavy fines and a year in jail. So that is why we use the King James version of the Bible. Now, Israel, did you know Yahweh changed the 12 tribes' name? If you go to Genesis 35, verse 10, it will tell you this. And Yahweh said unto him, thy name Jacob, thy name is Jacob, thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. The second verse to tell you that is in Genesis 32:28, and it says, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with Yahweh and with men, and hast prevailed. Israel, did you know you are the saints of Yahweh? Let's go to Psalms 148, verse 14. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye Yahweh. Let's go to Proverbs 2, and that would be verses 8 to 12. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into the mind, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy body. Verse 12. To deliver thee from the ways of evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things. So these are all things that you should know about what Yahweh has done for you, Israel. Yahweh's name has blessings. Go to Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 7. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now saith Yahweh that created thee, O Israel, and he formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So he formed you. He named you. And you are his. Isaiah 51 verse 11 says, therefore the redeemed of Yahweh shall return and come with singing, and come with singing unto the seed of David, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall be free. So this is part of the plan that Yahweh has for you. He has redeemed you. You belong to him. Let's look at number 6, verses 22 through 27. Number 6, verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying to them, 24, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So that's a great thing that Yahweh has done. With blessings are responsibilities. Let's go to Exodus 32, verses 15 and 16. Exodus 32, verses 15 and 16. Verse 15. Exodus 32. Verse 15 and 16. And verse 15 reads, and Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in the hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other. They were written. Verse 16, and the tables were the work of Yahweh, and the writing was the writing of Yahweh graven upon the stones. So that's referring to the Ten Commandments. So you have a responsibility to adhere to them. If you go to Exodus 34, you have to do these responsibilities. So you just can't be redeemed, say I'm redeemed by him, and not follow what is written in the scriptures. Exodus 34:1, and Yahweh said unto Moses, hew these two tables of stones like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables words that were in the first tables, which thou brokest. Verse 4 and 5. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, and Yahweh had commanded them, and took in his hand and the two tables of stone. Verse 8 and 9 of the same chapter, Exodus 34. And Moses made haste and bowed and his head toward the earth and worshiped. Verse 9. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Yahuwah, let my Yahuwah, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our transgressions, and take us for thy inheritance. So we are Yahuwah's inheritance. Verse 27. Verse 27, and Yahuwah said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. So we are in covenant with the Most High. And with blessings, our responsibility, as I have said. So in Leviticus 23, you are to follow the word of the Most High. So if you go to Leviticus 23, this is also what Yahuwah wants us to do. Leviticus 23, verse 1. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahuwah, which he shall proclaim to be righteous convocations, even these are thy feasts. Verse 3, 6 days shall thy work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings. Verse 4, these are the feasts of Yahuwah, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. So if you skip down to Leviticus 24, you'll get other feasts that you're supposed to do. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of the trumpets, a righteous convocation. Verse 25, you shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. Verse 27, and on the tenth day of the seventh month, there shall be an atonement. It shall be a righteous convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and an offering shall be made by fire. Verse 32, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. And the ninth day of the month, at even from even unto even, shall you celebrate your Sabbath. So that's telling you that the Yahuwah has the day start from sundown. It doesn't start in the way that most people celebrate it. The Sabbath day or any day goes from even to even. If we go to verse 34, it tells us, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for you, 7 days unto Yahuwah. And
what you doing there, WCC? Oh, WCC say we got too many members on the network, and that's past your bringing in what you brought in. But one thing about WCC is you're a radio station, so I guess you can do what you want to do with it. Okay, so Detroit, we'll catch you on the second part of the bottom part. You definitely gave me enough time to look at all these memos, I guess. That was great, as far as I'm concerned. All righty, good enough. Camp Pope, Princess, Leora Israel. We'll catch you on the bottom part, and maybe you might have another 5 more minutes waiting. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, we're going to go see and find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in and see where we go from there. And see if we can get something going on. And Camp 4, we catch you on the bottom part of the closing. All right, so when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh Bujas, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and see right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's why we keep saying we need our own. We need our own radio station. We need our own school, garden, and everything. But that's a perfect example right there. All right, good enough there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We might as well get something going on then. This is whatever this night is. Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Get something going on, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to think.
And at that same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And, you know, I believe that, but I did hear Camp 4 made a lot of good statements. I was trying to take notes and read the memo at the same time. So I think I'm going to piggyback on a couple of things that were said, you know, about this sheep. I did hear something that came to that. Let's see if we get something going on take number 43 as we venture down. Oh, yeah, WCC, we will be doing a little bit of that. But let me make an adjustment on that too then. Well, let me explain Voices of a Curious Life, their position when it comes down to coming on this broadcast. Let's make a little detour there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm just going to go to Jeremiah 2:3, 1, 2, and 3. So now I got to make a little detour and explain something to the WCC. I'll go there and stack the deck for the nice audience. Second Chronicles chapter 18. Let's look at 11 down to 13, 16, and 22. Let's see what it says in Second Chronicles chapter 18, verses 11 through 13, 16, and 22. Let's see what's going on. Second Chronicles. Chapter 18, 11 through 13, 16 and 22. Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see, can we answer a couple of things here? You on the clock, come on.
Book of Second Chronicles, chapter 18, verse number 11 through 13, verse 16, verse number 22 reads. Book of Second Chronicles 18, verse number 11. Now the seers prophesied so saying, go up to Ramah Gilead, prosper. Yahweh shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Verse number 12. The messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him saying, lo, the words of the seer declare good to the king, the one that sent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. Verse 13, Micaiah said, as Yahweh liveth, even what my Yahweh said, that will I speak. Verse 16, then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep. They have no shepherd. Yahweh said, these have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. Verse 22, now therefore behold, Yahweh have put a lying spirit in the mouth of these, your false shepherds. Yahweh has spoken evil against you.
Excellent, Brother Yahdai Israel. I see you caught up with that statement in grand style, no doubt about it. And that's a great thing. So here's the point. When it comes down to Yahweh's word, we only can speak what Yahweh gives us. You might be, you know, get up and speak a little end time prophecy or whatever. But if Yahweh turns the lesson and whatever way he wanted to go, we'll go as the way he have us to go. And that's the bottom line. We cannot be dictated out of these six anointed camps, regardless about whatever you have did for the network that you want to hear. First Kings 22. Let's get a precept on that 12 through 14. Because they, the one that's on the payroll, they did come to Micaiah again. We'll get a precept in 22nd chapter, First Kings, those that was on the payroll. Let's see what happened in 22, verse 12 through 14 and 23. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel, you can double redeem yourself right here, too. Come on.
The book of First Kings, chapter 22, verse number 12 to 14, and verse number 23 reads, the book of First Kings, chapter 22, verse number 12 reads, book of First Kings 22, verse number 12, and all the false shepherds prophesied so saying, go up to Ramah Gilead and prosper. For Yahweh shall deliver it into the king's hand. 13. The messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the false shepherds declare good unto the king with one mouth. That your word, I pray you, be like the word of one of them, to speak that which is good. Verse 14. And Micaiah said, is Yahweh living? For Yahweh said unto me, that will I speak. Verse 23. And therefore, behold, Yahweh had put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these, your false shepherds. Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you.
See, Yahweh, he got a lying spirit in a whole lot. And you got to recognize the lying spirit through the pages of the book, see, right? And one thing about it, when the six anointed camps come on these networks, all we going to do is whatever Yahweh give us at that very same hour, we going to take care of that business. Because in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 6 through 9 says what? Let's see if we tie all that in. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 6 down to verse 9. What did it say there, Brother Yahweh? Well,
book of Jeremiah chapter 28, verse number 6 through 9 reads, look at Jeremiah 28, verse number 6. Even the seer, Jeremiah said, hallelujah, Yahweh do so, Yahweh perform your words, which thou hast prophesied to bring again the vessel of Yahweh's temple, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Verse number 7. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in your ear. And in the ears of all the people, verse 8, the seers that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries, against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Verse number 9, the shepherd which prophesied of peace, when the word of that shepherd shall come to pass, then shall that shepherd be known, and Yahweh has truly sent him.
He says, when you catch the one that can tell you accurate about what's going on in the current world from the pages of a book, that's the one you keep an eye on. Because you got some is ignoring all the things that's going on in this Bible, and they only want to hear certain things. But one thing about it, you got to never forget what David says in 11 verse 3 from the mouth of the ministry spirit. What he says in Psalms 11 verse 3 there, Brother Yahdai, as well.
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm. See, if you don't have your foundation, then you're going to be out here if you do not have your foundation. Now, it was Issachar's boy. He made a profound statement. Issachar's boy said something there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So you know, if you don't have your foundation together, you're going to run into a whole heap of trouble. In the book of Job, chapter 13, in particular, verse 15, we read, you'll get out of corner. Let's stop around Issachar's boy. Let's see what he got written. See, you got to have your foundation, see, Roy. If you don't have your foundation, then everything you hear is going to be sounding good to you, and you're going to be all over the place. Job chapter 13, pick up verse 15, we'll read till we get our point. Come on.
The book of Job chapter 13, verse number 15, read. Book of Job chapter 13, verse number 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, and I will maintain mine own way before him. Verse 16. Yahweh shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Verse 17. Be diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Verse 18. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Verse number 19.
Pull that point, brother Yahweh Israel. Come on back to verse 15 again now. That's a big verse there, C. Ray. He's saying some things that we need to hear real carefully what he's saying. What he's saying again in 13:15, he's making a profound statement. And what he say again?
The book of Job, chapter 13, verse number 15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own way before him.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by although he slay you, but I'm gonna hold on to and trust in me and maintain my own way before him, although he slay me. What are you trying to tell us there, brother Yahweh Israel? Let's run to the book of Hebrew. Blue title called Hebrew, chapter 12. Look at verse 6-9. Let's see what he means by although he slay you. What that supposed to mean when we precept that to the book of Hebrew. Look at the title called Hebrew, chapter 12, verse 6 down to verse 9. What are you talking about that we can read that, brother Yahweh Israel? Although he slay me, but I'm going to still keep my eyes on the prize. Hebrew. Look at the title called Hebrew, chapter 12, 6-9. Come on.
The book of Hebrew. Look at the word Hebrew, chapter 12. Verse number 6-9 reads. The book of Hebrew, chapter 12, verse number 6. For whom Yahweh loveth, he chasteneth, the scourgeth every son and daughter whom he received. Verse 7. If you endure chastising, Yahweh dealeth with you as with sons and daughters. For what son or daughter is he whom the father chasteneth not? Verse number 8. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards, not sons or daughters. Verse number 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father's spirits and live?
Well, Paul said this at the great big temple of Almighty Yahweh. He was a temple saying that. But then he had to leave that temple and go around Northern Kingdom. And he said something to them after, you know, he got the approval of Peter, John, and all the rest of the followers of the great big temple. And Romans chapter 5, 3 down to verse 8 and 10, now he was able to, once he got the okay that it sounds good enough to take it forward. So Paul went to the Northern Kingdom. Chapter 5, verse 3 down to verse 8 and 10. Let's listen to Paul's conversation that he's talking to the 10 northern tribes. Romans chapter 5, 3 down to verse 8 and 10. What do you say, brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 3-8 and verse number 10 read. Book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 3. Book of Romans 5, verse number 3 read. And not only so, we honor in tribulation also, but a tribulation worketh patience. Verse number 4, patience experience hope. Verse 5, no maketh not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us. Verse number 6, when we were yet without strength in due time. That's why the Son died for the unjust. Verse number 7. It's carefully for a righteous man will one die. The prevention for a good man or woman. Some would even dare to die. Verse number 8. But Yahweh committed his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Yahweh the Son died. Verse number 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yahweh by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
So we tell him, Noah, the kingdom. He said, listen, let me tell you something. He says in verse 3 and 4 again, what he says in the northern kingdom in Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. What he said again there, brother? Yahdai Israel?
Book of Romans chapter 3, verse number 4 and verse 5 reads. Book of Romans 3, verse 4.
No, hold on there, brother Yahdai Israel. Make sure you stay in Romans chapter 5 and make it 3 and verse 4 again. Because I got a couple precepts in that one. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Come on.
The book of Romans chapter 5, verse number 3, verse number 4 reads. Romans 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we honor in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse 4. Patient experience and experience hope.
So when the tribulations come upon you, when the part that you think is the cakewalk, and then Yahweh bring that tribulation on you, you got to understand what Job says in 13:15 one more time. See, Issachar's boy made a profound statement. Part that we have the problem with, and see, our job is to inform you in advance. Supposed to inform you in advance before this tribulation comes, because right now there's a whole lot of tribulation is heading your way. And we got to understand something that what we're getting ready to say about detouring this whole lesson around, but you can be clear about your foundation. If you don't have your foundation, and you can know all about end time prophecy and everything, what they're going to do and what's going to happen. We ain't got no problem with that. But if Yahweh bag you down and tell you, if he bag you down and tell you 1 Kings 22:14, what it say in 22:14, Brother Yahweh Israel, 1 Kings 22:14?
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse number 14 reads. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 22. Verse number 14, book of 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse number 14. And Micaiah the seer said, as Yahweh liveth, for Yahweh said unto me, that will I see.
Mm-hmm. So that is the game thing. You can have all of what you want to do in your mind. I understand what the WCC is saying, but if you have all of what you want to do, but if Yahweh tell you what it's here, yeah, I want you to put another message on while you got this greatest, largest class ever on this network. I want you to make a whole nother detour. So now you got to take heed what he's trying to tell you. In 2 Chronicles there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 13, can I hear that? One more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Chronicles 18:13. Can I hear it again now, Brother Yahdai Israel? See you, right.
Book of 2 Chronicles 18:13. Micaiah the seer said, as Yahweh liveth, even what my Yahweh said, that will I speak.
So you see that thing, right? So we have to always remember one thing. That's why when you know a ministry is on point. Because we know at any given time, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 42 down to verse 45, we see at any given time, that's why you have to recognize whatever going on from the pages of the book. And our job is to show you what this Bible says. We ain't trying to win nothing. I ain't trying to win no bump the gong contest. All we want to give is a right on by the Almighty Yahweh. So if he bags you down, that means he wants you to do something. And one thing you don't do is wrestle with your mighty one, because he made a profound statement about that anyway in Acts chapter 5. He said something in Acts chapter 5 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Something he said that we need to read out on tape number 43. Something he says in 5 verse 39. What he say in Acts chapter 5 verse 39? What he say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Acts chapter 5 verse number 39 reads. Book of Acts chapter 5 verse number 39. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it. He's happily you be found even. Fight against Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. See, one thing about it, this ministry is a ministry that I'm fully persuaded, because Yahweh said, now he pulled that verse. Now that verse was really pulled. That verse is pulled from 11th chapter, verse 23 of Numbers. That verse is pulled out, Brother Yahweh Israel, 11:23. That was a pulled verse. See, that was a pulled verse. What he says in 11, verse 23 of Numbers. See, you got to recognize when a verse is pulled. And let's see what's going on in 11, verse 23.
Book of Numbers 11, verse number 23 reads, Yahweh said unto Moses, is Yahweh's hand waxed short? You shall see now whether my word shall come to pass unto you or not.
Mm-hmm. See, Yahweh is saying that my hand is not short. You're going to see who words going to stand. That's the point he's making. And that's big talk there, Brother Yahweh Israel. So now, let's work that a little bit. Let's run to Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 17 through 21. Let's work that a little bit, Brother Yahweh Israel. So Yahweh is saying, we're going to see who words going to stand. See, we might have all the teachers in the world to talk about one thing, and Yahweh will tell you one thing. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, dear. But if my hand wax short. Ezekiel 3, 17 through 21 says what?
Book of Ezekiel chapter 3. Number 17 to 21 reads, Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse number 17. Book of Ezekiel 3, verse 17 reads, Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. Verse 18, when I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die. You giveth them a hurt, not warning. But speaketh to warn the wicked from their wicked way, to save their life. The same wicked man or woman shall die in their sin, but their blood will I require at your hand. Psalm 19. If thou warn the wicked, and he or she turn not from their wickedness, or from their wicked way, they shall die in their sin, but you have delivered yourself. Verse number 20. Yea, when a righteous man or woman doth turn from their righteousness, commit sin, now lay a stumbling block before them. They shall die, because thou hast not given them warning. They shall die in their sin, and their righteousness, which they have done, shall not be remembered. But their blood will I require at your hand. Verse 21. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man or woman that the righteous sin not, and they do not sin, they shall surely live, because they are warned. Also, you have delivered yourself.
Mm-hmm. So in Isaiah 62, Ezekiel pulled that verse. He pulled that. See, you got to recognize when they pulling verses. See, because Yahweh ain't got but one word in Isaiah 62, verse 1, and he got one word to one specific people. And that one specific people to pass this thing down, Isaiah 62, verse 1, 5 through 8. Let's see what he says in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, and skip down to verse 5 through 8. But see, we tie it all in there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 1. Verse number 5 through 8 reads, book of Isaiah 62, verse 1. For Yahweh Judah, for the word Zion say, will I not hold my peace? For Yahweh Judah, for the word Jerusalem say, I will not rest. Till the Torah instruction therefore go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof as a lamp at birth. Verse number 5. For as a young man marries a virgin, so shall thy son marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall Yahweh rejoice over you. Verse number 6. I set watchmen upon your walls, O Yahweh Judah, Israel, who shall never hold their peace, day nor night. You that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent. Verse number 7. And give him no rest till he establish, till he make Yahweh Judah praise in the earth. Verse number 8. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand, by the arm of his strength. Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemy. And the sons of the stranger shall not drink your wine, for the which you have laid.
Back up and read verse 5 and 7 again, that book of Yahweh Israel.
The book of Isaiah 62, verse number 5 and 7.
Yes, sir.
The book of Isaiah 62, verse number 5. Well, the young man marries a virgin, but shall thy son marry thee? And as the bridegroom rejoice over the bride, so shall Yahweh rejoice over you. And give him no rest to establish, till he make Yahweh Judah Israel a praise in the earth.
So Yahweh said he's married. Precept that to 3:14. Let's precept that to 3:14. He said, I'm married to this young man. He said, I'm married to this young man. So we're going to precept that because that's the big talk he's saying. So, and he's saying, listen, young man. Don't give the 17 nations, even 11 tribes of Israel, don't give them no rest. Because I made you watchmen, you can't give them no rest, either, right? You know what he's saying? So now, in the third chapter of Jeremiah, can we pick it up at verse 14 and see what we got there, Brother Yahweh Israel 3:14?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Verse number 14 reads, book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse number 14. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding family, save Yahweh. For I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, two of a family, who will bring you to Yahweh Judah, Israel.
And what you going to do in the 54th chapter, if we turn, what can we read that we got coming in the 54th chapter? If we turn, can you help us out, Brother Yahweh Israel? What do we got coming if we turn? And that's big talk with you, Brother Yahweh Israel. So is there anything we can read if we turn and make our calling and our election sure? What can we read out of the Bible that we got coming? I need to read some, Brother Yahweh Israel, but I'm struggling right now. I'm trying to hear a word that I need to hear. And if you're going to beat me to it, and that's a great thing, because that's every now and then, that's how it's supposed to be. So I need a word. I throw one on the table, 54 verse 6, but I'm looking for a word that I need, that Brother Yahweh Israel. So when we get chance, when we put in Isaiah 54, verse 6, I'm going to be needing me another word for a great precept on if we turn what he got that we can read. So we'll knock that verse out on the table, and we'll come back and see what we can tighten up behind that. 54, verse 6, come up, of Isaiah.
Book of Isaiah 54. Verse number 6 reads, For Yahweh, I have called you as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, without when thou was refused, save Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. So if we do all these good things, above Yahuwah Israel, thanks again, above Yahuwah Israel, what do we look forward working with in 61, verse number 7? So now we need to know, then we'll skip up to verse 6 and see who you're talking to. Isaiah 61, verse 7, kick up to verse 6. So we do all this good stuff that he's saying for us to do. Remember our foundation. Remember all this good stuff in Isaiah 61, verse 7, and kick up to verse 6. What are we working with, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come up.
The book of Isaiah 61, verse 7, up to verse number 6 reads, book of Isaiah 61, verse 7, for your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Verse number 6, for you shall be named the priest of Yahuwah. Men shall call you the ministers of our Yahuwah. You shall eat the riches of the Gentile nations, and in their honor, greatness, shall you boast yourself.
That's nice. That's nice there, Brother Yahuwah. Yeah, that's real nice. Because there's certain things we got to know. Let's run to 2nd Ezra chapter 16. 2nd Ezra chapter 16, that's why sometimes you can have all intentions on the world to do whatever you want to do. But Yahuwah, he said, yeah, you got to remember one thing. Proverbs 21. What do Proverbs 21 say? Pick up verse 1 and 2. See, keep one thing in your mind. This man got power. He got absolute power. All power is given to him. And he do some things in Proverbs 21, 1 and 2 that only he can do. And what is that? Proverbs 21, 1 and 2.
Book of Proverbs 21, verse number 1, verse number 2. Book of Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's mind is in the hand of Yahuwah, as the river of the water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Verse number 2. Every way a man and woman is right in their own eyes, but Yahuwah pondereth the mind.
So one thing about it. When you know you led by the Spirit of Yahuwah, you're going to be able to detect whatever he wants to be done and how he set up things to be done. So in 2nd Ezra chapter 16, let's talk about it a little bit, Brother Yahuwah Israel. When we talk about 2nd Ezra 16, and we'll pick up verse 39. Let's read a little bit, then we'll skip down to verse 40 after we get our point across. 2nd Ezra chapter 16, verse 39, we'll read a little bit until we get our beak all nice and wet. And then we'll skip down to verse 70 and find out what this word means. 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, pick up at verse 39. Tape number 43, Brother Yahuwah Israel, come on.
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse number 39, read. Even so shall not the plague be flat and come upon the earth. The world shall mourn and sorrow shall come upon it on every side. Verse number 40. O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle, and then those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth. Verse 41. He that selleth, let him be as he that fleeth away. He that buyeth as one that will lose. Verse 42. He that occupieth merchandise as he that have no profit by it. And he that biddeth as he that shall not dwell therein.
Hold that point. Back up again. Listen real good. Now, Brother Yahuwah, he dropped a profound statement in verse 42. Now, listen, see you right, especially the sixth anointed count. He just dropped a profound statement in verse 42. Better listen good to it, what he say. What he say that, Brother Yahuwah, is well in 42?
The book of 2nd Ezra 16, verse 42. He did occupy merchandise. He did have no profit back. He that buildeth, and he that shall not dwell therein.
Verse 41, listen.
Verse 41, he that selleth, let him be as he that fleeth away. He that buyeth, as one that will lose.
Mm-hmm. So what is he trying to tell you, see, Ryan? He's trying to tell you a Matthew 6:33. He's trying to tell you a Matthew 6. Come back here again. But what he's telling you, see, Ryan, he's telling you about something he said in Matthew 6:33. He said, you got all his intentions about doing this and doing everything that the world requires. But Yahweh is telling you something. He said, take heed to yourself. And 6 and 33 says what in the book of Matthew? What it say?
Book of Matthew 6, verse 33 reads. Book of Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. Seek you first the kingdom of Yahweh and his Torah instructions, righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
He said, listen, listen to me real carefully. That's why when he sent the six anointed counsel to inform you that all this what you're doing at the present, you know by calling the end from the beginning. He said, make sure first all the things that you are shooting for, make sure you never lose focus on the kingdom of Yahweh. He said, make sure you got that out the way first. Now, he went further. He had to bring it back to the attention before he goes to heaven. In Luke chapter 12, he made a final statement in verse 29 down to verse 32. He came right back from coming out of Matthew 6, verse 33. And he said, well, you know, I need to say this again. So he came back in the 12th chapter of Luke, verse 29 down to verse 31. Well, make it 29 to 32. Let's see what he says in Luke chapter 12, 29, 32. That's my final verdict. Brother Yahjai Israel, come up.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 29 to 32 reads. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 29. And seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink. It be of doubtful mind. Verse 30. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Verse 31. But rather seek you the kingdom of Yahweh. And all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 32. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. So he said, little flock, he said, now watch yourself, little flock. Make sure your focus is in, and that's why he always will have a Sirach 10-1. 10-1. What it says in Sirach 10-1 there, Brother Yahya Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, Sirach chapter 10, verse number 1. A wise seer will instruct his people. The government of a prudent seer is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. 27, 23 of Sirach. Sirach 37, verse 23. Let's get a precept out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Sirach 37, 23.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse number 23 reads. Sirach chapter 37, verse 23. A wise seer instructed his people, and the fruit of his understanding failed not.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 33, verse 33. Ezekiel 33, verse 33. What does it say there, Brother Yahjai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel 33, verse number 33 reads. Book of Ezekiel 33, verse number 33. And when this cometh to pass, though it will come, then shall they know that a seer have been among them.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10, think of verse 17. I'm coming back to second Ezra 16. We're gonna lay a little more groundwork. We gotta be clear that in Matthew chapter 10, he's talking some good stuff. We'll read down to get our point. Think of Matthew 10, think of around by verse 17. And I beg you now when we get our point on take number 403, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Matthew chapter 10, verse number 17, read. Book of Matthew 10, verse 17. But beware of men and women, for they will deliver you up to the conqueror, and they will scourge you in the temple. Verse number 18, you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the nations. Verse number 19, when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20, for it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Verse 21, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, the father the child. The children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death.
Verse 22. Mm-hmm. That's good right there. That's good enough. That's enough on that for right now. Now go to Luke chapter 21, verse 15. So he said, you got to beware, Steve Ray. But remember one thing. You may have a closer one to you. But if you don't have no Yahweh with you, you're wide open, Steve Ray. So you see what he says? The children are going to deliver the parents up. Because it's getting to that point as we speak right now. Because everybody now is trying to figure this thing out, and they look at their parents, but the parents don't have the proper knowledge, and everything's on the table. Luke 21, verse 15. Listen good.
Book of Luke 21, verse 15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which your adversary shall not be able to gainsay or resist.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one that's following Yahweh. He gonna get him a mouth at that same hour. So you ain't got a plan on what you're gonna do. Just like the lesson here. We was had our mind on one thing, but Yahweh said, okay, yeah, that's what you had your mind on. But I'm gonna show you that the sixth anointing camps can come any way the wind blow when it come down to dust, says Yahweh. Now come back to that sack of Ezra again, 16, because it was a final statement you made in there about a word called pilgrim. I want to take a look at that and see what that means with a precept. Because the key to it is the Bible, see, right here. And that very hour, he'll dictate your lesson. So if you're able to understand, that's how Yahweh works. When Yahweh the Son was delivered to Pilate and everybody, he wasn't writing no speech about what he's getting ready to do. He knew that very same hour the Father was going to give him what to say at that time. And you got to understand, to be a follower of him, he'll do you the same way. Second Ezra 16, come back to verse 39, because the word I heard, I need to hear it again there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did it say again?
Second Ezra 16, verse number 39 reads. Look at Second Ezra 16, verse 39. Even so shall not the plague be slack to come upon the earth. The world shall mourn and sorrow shall come upon it on every side. Verse 40. O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth.
Hey, read that verse 40 again, that brother Yahdai Israel. If that ain't a good a grand slam statement, listen to me saying in verse 40. What is it saying in verse 40 again, brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at 2nd Ezra chapter 16, verse 40. O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth.
Telling his people, be like pilgrims of the earth. He said, listen, you got to get ready for this battle, see, right? So this battle been talking up all the way in Moses' days. And Ezra and the seer that's speaking today is telling you, you got a battle on your hand to get ready for. Do you understand? You got a battle prepared as we speak. And it's to bring back to your attention, you got a battle on your hand, see, right? He said, for you to be like pilgrims on the earth. The precept that for Paul was invited again to the great big temple of the Almighty Yahweh. In the book of Hebrews, we try to call Hebrews. Let's see what the man is trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you something. Remember we read about seek the kingdom first, and all them righteousness will be added to you? We're going to look at that word pilgrim again from the perspective of Paul being invited back to the great big southern kingdom temple in the 11th chapter, verse 12 through 16. Let's see what he says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 12 through 16. Listen good.
The book of Hebrews. The word Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 12 through 16 reads. Book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 12. The first praying there evil of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand, which is by the seashore innumerable. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of their country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. For Yahuwah is not ashamed to be called their Yahuwah. We have prepared them a city.
Ain't that something? You hear the man just say it? Did you hear what the man said in verse 15? Did you hear what the man said in verse 15? So listen, see, Ray. That's a big buff the man will put on you in verse 15 and 13. Look what the man said in verse 15. What did he say in 15 there, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Hebrews. Look at the word Hebrews 11, verse 15. And truly, if they had been mindful of their country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, and having seen them afar off, who were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
That's big talker there. Listen to you right. Do you know you supposed to be teaching special fixing on account? What are you trying to get back to where you came from, see, right? See, the doctrine of the world teacher up and away teaching 3.5 years out, 6 years, whatever, 7 years, whatever. But you supposed to be teaching about where you came from is what you got to be mindful is where you trying to get back to. Because your kingdom will be on earth where you came out of, where you got kicked out on to the other nation. And that's why Peter made a profound statement in 1 verse 6. See, they understood that then, but since we've been taught so wrong, we don't understand what Peter even said when he said it in 1 verse 6. When he says Acts 1, 6, what he said, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 1, verse number 6 reads, and when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahuwah, would you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
See, that is the difference in the teaching of the six anointed camps in the world. And that's why you get all thumbing on, get caught up on everything, and understand something. Your teaching is to return, but you're not going to return with the mindset of the world. You got to return with the mindset of Yahuwah. You must have a 1 Corinthians 2:16 working with you. The only way you're going to return, you must have a 1 Corinthians 2:16 working with you. What's that, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse number 16 reads. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse number 16. Book of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Who have known the mind of Yahuwah the Father, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Yahuwah the Son.
You got to have the mind of Yahuwah the Son. So you have to be in order and understand one thing. You got to have the mind of Yahuwah, and Yahuwah is going to bring everything once you understand that you cannot get past the... You can know all about end time prophecy. You can know who, what time he going to jump and how he going to jump, and that's good. But if you ain't got the order of Yahuwah going for you in grand style, you're going to be one of the ones that gets sucked up in this thing. Because you got to be in order for him to recognize you. And he's not going to recognize you unless you are looking the way he told you to look and your mind is in order the way he put you in order. Because he said something. Did you know what the man said in the 15th chapter, verse 37 and 40 of Numbers? He said something to you. What he says in 15, 37 through 40 in the book of Numbers to you.
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 37 through 40 reads, Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 37. Numbers 15, verse 37 reads, And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, Speak unto the family of Israel, and be it them that they make them fringes in the borders of their God. Throughout their generation, that they put upon the fringe of the border a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, they shall be unto you for a fringe. You may look upon it. Remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them. That you seek not after your own mind, your own eyes after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So you see what the man saying? So you can't order the water and say, hold back the wet. If you know you're children of Israel, Yahweh is telling you that you have to make sure you are identified according to the way Yahweh have you, the way he wants you to be identified. You can't worry about your parents or about your or anybody. Yahweh won't see you in fringes. So if you're not wearing no fringes, you can have all the words you want. But Yahweh don't want to put this dress code. This is a dress code that Yahweh put on us, the children of Israel. For he can know what he's dealing with. So if anybody wrestling with not wearing no fringes, I'm going to tell you something, right? You plan on yourself because you have all the words you want, but if you ain't following Yahweh the way he followed the Father, you out of order. Now we're coming back to 2 Ezra again, and now we want to, now we find out that it's going to be a battle. And I'll read verse 40 one more time. I got to get me a little bit more out of verse 40 again. What it says in verse 40?
The book of 2 Ezra 16.
Yes, sir. Pick up 16, verse 40 again.
Book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 40. O my people, hear my word. Make you ready to the battle. And those evils, even as pilgrims, upon the earth.
He said, get ready for the battle, see, right? You get ready for the battle. And the battle is written in 13, verse 40. What battle you will be getting ready for is Isaiah 13, verse 40 and verse number 11. Get ready for the battle. You got to get ready for the battle. It's a battle, see, right? It's coming. So we're telling you, you got to get ready for the battle, not the things you got on your mind. Let's see what he says in the 13th chapter of Isaiah 3, 4, and 11. Make it 3, 4, and 11. What did he say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Isaiah chapter 13, verse number 3, 4, and verse number 11 reads, Book of Isaiah 13, verse 3, I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger. Even them that rejoice in my highness. Verse number 4. The noise of a multitude is a mountain, like as of great people, tumultuous noise of kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. Verse number 11. Mm-hmm. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their sin. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to lay low. Hardiness of the terror.
So you see, you got to get ready for the battle, see, Royal. So you got to get ready for the battle. How you gonna get ready for the battle if you don't know what the battle is and what is? You can know all about whatever it is, but are you ready for the battle? Will you be in order for the battle? would you be having them fringes on at the battle time? You can't worry about who to your left or who to your right. You got to get ready for this battle scene, right? Now we come on back to 2nd Ezra and pick up verse 7. Listen what he says in verse 7. We come back to 2nd Ezra 16, pick up verse number 70. See, a wise seer going to have you informed, because the wise seer got to make sure he's getting his sweet sleep, that 324 of the book of Proverbs. I love my sweet sleep. And when you're not getting it, then you know Yahweh say, hey, you got it on your mind, but don't work like that. But since I am getting my sweet sleep, that means I can make adjustments according to your word. On the drop of a, like I say, on the drop of a dime. 2nd Ezra 16, verse 7. Let's see what this means. What it means, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 2nd Ezra 16, verse 70 reads, "For there shall be in every place, and in the next city, a great insurrection from those that fear Yahweh."
That gonna be great insurrection on them that fears Yahweh. You hear that man just say it? It's going to be great. Now look up that word and tell me what that word means. And I, as I talk about it to the sixth anointed camp, it says it's going to be great insurrection on them that fears Yahweh. Did you hear that man just say it? He told Ezra, you tell them, Ezra, it's going to be great insurrection on them that fears Yahweh. What that word mean, Brother Yahweh Israel? See, Roy, what that word mean?
I'm looking up the word, definition for the word insurrection. And it reads, insurrection, dictionary on Oxford, dictionary from Oxford language. And it reads, a violent uprising against authority or government.
Go ahead.
The insurrection was savagely put down.
Well, okay, I tell you what. I'll tell you what to do. Look at the look at the insurrection act of 1807. Now listen to that. Now look, we get ready to find out. Look up that, put in the act of 1807. What was written in it in 1807 about this word called insurrection, the Insurrection Act of 1807? Tell me what that means, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let this mass know and hear exactly what's on the table, which is tie in on some things we said in the last broadcast. Now, I was saying some things that the president and some things, but since we have nobody, or we couldn't get nothing read, and we table that. And I'm going to wait till we get something read. But listen about the Insurrection Act of 1807. Listen what that means. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
I'm reading from the Wikipedia online, and it reads, there's Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that empowers the President of the United States to deploy U.S. military and federalized National Guard troops within the United States in particular circumstances, such as to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, or rebellion.
You the man just said. So the president got the power to say, give me that again. Help me out, Brother Yahweh Israel. The president got the power to wreck. He can all of a sudden, because he already has got some on the table that he's grunting with, and not only him, a lot of governors, and he grunted at some things that we didn't hear it read in the last lesson, maybe not even hear it read in this lesson. But this act right here, he already peeped at this act. And I'm going to tell you something that he got, and we're going to read up the road. He's going to say, my patience is running thin. That was the president saying. His patience is running thin. And we'll find out more about what he mean by that. But what we're not going to do is get in front of that statement. But that's what he said. His patience is running thin. Read that part again about this Insurrection Act of 1807 again. Listen real carefully what's written.
I'm reading on the online Wikipedia, and it reads, the Insurrection Act of 1807 is a United States federal law that empowers the President of the United States to deploy U.S. military and federalized National Guard troops within the United States in particular circumstances, such as to suppress civil disorder, insurrection, or rebellion.
What you mean by rebellion? You might rebel. You might, once he say, you remember I said up in the last lesson, I use it in part like a joke, a comedy act with Pig Meat Market. Pig Meat Market says, he was a judge at the time in one of his avenues. He says, I'm going to open up my court by giving myself 6 months. So if I'm going to do 6 months, Mr. District Attorney, you got a darn good idea how many you going to do. Now, I said that a couple of nights ago. What he's saying is this. His patience is running thin on you. So I'm going to do this. So you know if I'm going to do this, you got a darn good idea what you're going to do. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to tell you I did it. But with this act of 1807, can you read through the lines what he just read do to you? Can you read through the lines what he says, his patience is running thin? When we do hear what he did say, we'll comment on it. But he says one thing, his patience is running thin. So if I'm going to step out with my mouth and say, yeah, 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 and I got the military to kick your door down to make sure you apply because of this Insurrection Act of 1807. So you see, we are informing you. You can know all about what this nation going to do and everything else. But we getting you prepared to make sure you out and running on knowing the knowledge before it unfolds itself. Because Yahweh had made it plain with this Insurrection Act of 1807, but we can go read Second Kings, chapter 6. See, we can go read in this Bible. We ain't got to watch one hour saying that no time. We can go read in Second Kings, and we can look at Second Kings, chapter 6. We do. He said, he's serious. He turned up Second Kings, chapter 6. And think of verse 9, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 9. And we'll read down 9, 10, and 12. 9, 10, 12. 2 Kings chapter 6, 9, 10, and 12. Listen good to what's said here. 2 Kings chapter 6, 9, 10, and 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, come up.
We got 2 Kings 6, verse number 9, 10. Verse number 12 reads, the book of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse number 9. The man of Yahweh sent unto king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, but thither the Syrians are come down. Verse number 10. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of Yahweh told him, warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Verse 12, one of his servants said, nah, my Yahweh, O king, but Elisha, the seer, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel, the word that thou speakest, in your bed chamber.
You hear that, C. Ray? Did we read about this Insurrection Act of 1807? How many you got? How many you got degrees and professors, lawyers, all that? But you don't know nothing about this 1807 Act, right? You know why you don't know nothing about it? Sooner or later you will recognize a seer is in the midst of you, the guy ear to hear, and warn you on what to come. So you take this ministry lightly as you want to take this ministry lightly. But we're telling you exactly, if he say, I'm going to open my court up and give myself 6 months. So you got a darn good idea what you got coming. Because remember what they said back, the big billionaire said a long time ago, a month ago, maybe this time last year, I don't know. He says, too many people on the planet Earth. You think about when a billionaire make a statement like that, too many people on the planet Earth. Do you know behind that come action? Huh? Behind that come action is too many people on the planet Earth. So we don't mind losing a few of our people to get the real deal out the way. So you read between that line. Let's run to Ezra chapter 4 and pick up verse 18 down to verse 20. Because he understand one thing, see right here. This Insurrection Act of 1807, the man in the White House is looking at it real good. And he going to make a statement, and he made some statements already. We just ain't heard it read yet. And he made some statements. And once we hear it read what he said, then we'll comment. I'm no WCC. I know you know all that. I know, but you hold things behind your hand until, you know, you play along like everybody else. I'm saying that. But this ministry ain't about you, although you don't stack to that. But it's about the sixth anointed camp. Understand one thing. This is not a cakewalk. A wise seer will instruct his people on what to come to be prepared for it. And when it hits you, he's going to tell you the answer according to the next lessons on Bolasel. And we'll get back on whatever Yahweh gives us. So understand one thing. This is Insurrection Act of 1807. It's on the president's desk, and they found the loophole, and they passed the paper to him. He said, look here. They can't keep on doing what they're doing. Do you know that it was an act already passed in 1807? Oh, yeah? Now get on the TV and let them know that my patience is running thin. Ain't that something? His patience is running thin. So, you know, he already ready to go somewhere and lay down at his age anyway. If you look back carefully, you always see a big old stick in his back holding him up anyway. Read between the lines what he's trying to tell you until we hear some more writing on it. Let's go to Ezra chapter 4, verse 18 down to verse 20 says what, Brother Yahdiah Israel?
The book of Ezra, Ezra 4, verse number 18 to 20 read. Book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 18. The letter which you sent to us had been plainly read before me. Verse number 19. I commanded a search had been made. It is found that this city of old time had made insurrection against king, and that rebellion and sedition have been made therein. Verse 20. There have been mighty kings also over Yahdiah Judah, which have ruled over all countries beyond the river. Toll tribute and custom was paid unto them.
You say in old times, they say it is written records that in old times, what did the Yahdiah Judah used to do in old times in verse, what, 18 or 19? That come back with that same word again and look up that definition one more time. Insurrection. He said in old times, he's a king. Do you know? And right now you got a ministry right now that is bringing things to your table that's not going along with. You remember we read in the book of First Kings, or was it Second Kings and Chronicles, that Micaiah said one thing. I'm not going to speak for no more than what Yahweh give me to speak. Regardless about what you want to hear, we are going to speak what Yahweh give us to speak. And Yahweh tell you one thing, that they got a Insurrection Act of 1807 and how to combat it. And it's on his desk. You know, every time you move, you get somebody elbowing to him again. Why you keep elbowing that paper? Because you got to get on that way and tell them your patience is running thin. Because you about ready, you so close to the grave anyway, you got a stick holding you up anyway. Tell them your patience is running thin. You know the patience is running thin about, don't you? You don't know yet? Wait till we read the articles, what he said. And those of the six anointed camps, find the articles and be ready to read something. I want to act like I don't know what to get ready to read, but when it's read, I'm going to comment on it. Find the article, what he has said. Put it on the table. Then the seer will respond. He will say something about it after it's read. But I'll tell you one thing he said, his patience is running thin. So you put that in your computer and get me something to work with so I can deliver the knockout blow for those that got here to hear. Well, we're reading that, brother, y'all got Israel.
Just read Ezra chapter 4, 18 to 20.
Mm-hmm. We have no precept on none of that. We have no precept laying around on none of that. Well, back up, I tell you what. Go to 2 Ezra chapter 7. And pick up verse 2 for a minute. But one thing about it, see, Ray, listen. We know we're not on this broadcast for entertainment. This ministry have been chosen to get you where you need to go. But it's going to take not only this ministry. They're going to fall out all over the world trying to get with this ministry. But you got to be on point. So make sure you clear about what's going on as it unfolds, spirit-led in your teaching. So now we're coming back to 2 Ezra chapter 7 and picking up verse 2. Listen what it says in 7 and read out a little bit. And you got to understand this thing, T. Ray, because you're going to be on the clock. 2 Ezra chapter 7, picking up verse 2, what it say?
Look up 2 Ezra 7, verse number 2, read. And he said unto me, Ezra, and hear the words that I have come to tell you.
Hey.
Verse 3. And I said, speak on my Yahweh. Then said he unto me, the sea is set in a wide place, that it might be deep and great. Verse number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, verse number 4. But put the capes, the entrance were narrow and like a river. Verse number 5. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it? If he went not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? Verse 6, there's also another thing. A city is built and set upon a broad field. It's full of all good things. Verse 7, the entrance thereof is narrow. It is set in a dangerous place to fall, like as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left a deep water. Verse number 8, one only path between them both. Even between the fire and the water, so small that there could not but one man go there at once. Verse number 9. The city now were given unto a man for an inheritance. If he never shall pass the danger set before it, I shall he receive this inheritance. Verse 10. And I said, it is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion. Verse number 11. Because for their sake I made the world. When Adam transgressed my statute, then was it decreed, but now it is done.
Verse 12. That's good enough. That's good enough. They can take the rest of them on their own. So he let you know, it ain't but one message that's going to be told, see, right here. And this one message, you better take hold to it. You better take hold to the message that the six anointed camp is trying to bring to you and your loved one. That everything is in order according to prophecy unfolding. So, and make sure you're not a Matthew's 12, 42 through 45. What it say? What it says in Matthew chapter 12, 42 down to verse 45. What it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 42 to 45 read. Book of Matthew 12, verse number 42. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it, for she came from othermost parts of the earth, here with the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, the greater than Solomon is here. Verse 43. When the unclean spirits are gone out of a man or woman, walking through dry places seeking rest, and find them none. Verse 24. Then he said, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. When he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garbage. Verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. They enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man or woman is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
What is he saying? He said, you can keep on faking with this information where you don't understand, your mind is all short. I can't remember this. I don't know why is he saying this, why is he going this way. That's because seven more spirits that came and jumped on you, see, right? And he called forgiving the spirit on you, a spirit that had you dumbfounded, don't know what's really going on, a spirit on you, all I want to hear is just a certain thing on network, all I want to hear is this, if I don't hear this, why is he doing this, why he doing that? That is because you're not keeping up with the word of Yahweh. And Yahweh will send all these seven wicked spirits on you, and you always be dumbfounded. So how can you be straight if you don't understand something? Yahweh is sending these. He got you because you're not paying attention to what's going on from the pages of this book to help others. And that's why you be so dumbfounded, and you never can use the word called thus says Yahweh, because them unclean spirits get in your head, and you don't understand when you got a why this and I don't understand this and what you mean about this. That is because you're not staying up with the word of Yahweh. And this evil mental spirit called his buddies. You got some of his buddies is the gift of buddy. He looking at me, buddy. You got all these things going on and you have missed the mark. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 26 and 27, listen to this right here. Listen to this storyline right here in Matthew 13, 26 and 27. What it says in St. John. We'll make it St. John there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Chapter 13, verse 26 and 27. What it say?
Book of St. John, chapter 13, verse 26 and verse 27 read. Book of St. John, chapter 13, verse number 26. St. John, chapter 13, verse 26 reads, Yahweh the Son answered, he it is to whom I shall give a suit when I have dipped. And when he had
dipped. So he said, I'm going to give a sock. He said, the ones I give a sock to, you watch the ones I'm going to give you a little sock to. I'm going to take my old big biscuit and I'm going to drop it down. And the one that dropped his hand behind mine, you keep an eye on him. What do you say?
And when he had dipped the sock, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Verse 27. Now from the sock, Satan entered into him. Then said Yahweh the Son unto him, that you do it, do quickly.
Wait a minute. What entered into him? See, you got to recognize something. If you don't stay in this word of Yahweh, what we can get into you? See, if you don't stay word up, you see what the man just said? See, Yahweh knew. See, the brother was so busy, had one thing on his mind. the sister can have enough thing on their mind and leave themselves wide open. If they not worried up, what can happen to you in verse 27? Brother Yahdai Israel, say it again. Take your time and say what can happen to you if you do not stay word up and dust as Yahweh. What can happen to you again?
And after the fact, Satan hid it into the man.
Ain't that something? Satan can jump on you and Yahweh know it. So your only defense is staying in the word of Yahweh, because Satan loves to catch you with a Sarat being a Sarat 6 verse 2. What is it saying, 6 verse 2? Sarat 6 verse 2.
The book of Sarat. Chapter 6, verse number 2. Sarat 6, verse number 2. As soon as thyself in the counsel of thine own mind, thy life be not torn in pieces as a bull strayed alone.
You see that? You can be in the counsel of your own mind. So you think we be telling you just for company in a 6 and 9 account by what you need to be doing. When you store in your own mind and you're not taking care of Yahweh's business, you wide open for Satan. Satan jumped into this brother that was among them, was prophesied, because his mind was on the money bag and everything else. We could have sold this for pence. We could have done this. We could have done this. His mind was not on the word, but he was in the midst of the word. But one thing about it, Satan know when you word up. Because when you word up, all you will speak is thus says Yahweh. But when you're not word up, your door is open so wide, all thing you'll be all day long is the 1 Corinthians 10:10. So you got to recognize, and Satan recognize that. Satan jumps right into you because you know you're not word up. He jumps right into you. And you drop a 1 Corinthians 10:10 on you. What's that?
Book of 1 Corinthians. Verse number 10 reads, Book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyed.
Because he tell you in 12:48, the book of Luke, he make it plain with you. He tells you some things. And that's why you got to stay word up in Yahweh. Do you wide open for Satan the devil? And how you know Satan the devil is working with you? When all that come out your mouth is, I don't like this. I don't like this person. I don't like what he said. Why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? You never have a statement called thus says Yahweh. That's Yahweh have allowed Satan to send one of his ministers, his minister to you, evil man, and he called 7 of his buddies and all of them is in you. The confused one keeps you always disembobulated. Always thinking one thing, you're never saying thus says Yahweh, because you got to understand the scripture. Your only answer is understanding the word of Yahweh and be word up. And you only get must quote thus says Yahweh, and you got to be a 12:25 in Proverbs. What does it say? What's it say in Proverbs 12:25 anyway, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 12. Verse number 25 reads, Book of Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaviness in the mind of man maketh it stupid, but a good word maketh it glad.
And a good word, it don't never come out your mouth. A good word don't never come out your mouth because you're so busy looking at, I don't like this, I don't like this saying, I don't like how that said. You're missing the point. The point is some evil spirits have jumped into you, got you where you don't poke the says Yahweh. That's why you got to be recognized. That's why when the seer come and drop things on you from a drop of a hat, although we talk about prophecy, but if you don't have no foundation, understand how to recognize Satan. Because when you don't have a good word coming out your mouth, that's saying the devil got a hold to you. You always confused about things. That's because Satan has entered into you where you're no good for nobody, and all come out your mouth is what somebody said and done, or what I heard I didn't like. And that's the sign that Satan have brought his mental spirit to you, and then he'll call his buddies, and they got you forgiven about saying, thus says Yahweh. You got it? Good. Now, what is it in 1248 or the book? What is it in Israel in 1248?
The book of
Mark, what is it? What it says is Mark 1248, there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 48 reads. Mark 12.
Well, make it read. Well, I want much is given. Which one? Which one I need with much is given there, Brother Yahweh Israel? We ran back now.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 48 reads.
Wait, wait.
But he or she that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. But to whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. To whom men have committed much, of them they will ask the more.
And you ask for some more. That's when you know you got the spirit of Yahweh. You say, look here, I've got a little bit. I want some more. More, more. But every time, you know, your conversation always about who looked at me, I don't like this, I don't like that, he said this. Listen, you missing the point. You got to step this game up because everything is unfolded through prophecy as it's folded. Wait till you hear what the president said concerning you. Let's get come up two more in and cut it, Brother Yahweh Israel. We're going to Sirach 125, down at verse 30. My fact figure is 125, and we'll get our point, and we'll get one more, and we'll cut it and catch you on the special edition called Thursday evening. You got to understand something, C. Ray. You got to watch the people that speak with you. If they're not quoting thus says Yahweh, I got the right spirit, you got to understand this Bible trying to tell you something. Because everybody is making a move, and you're going to be so busy not knowing much is given to you as much as required of you. And all you're going to do is quote about what I don't like. Well, that's wrong, and that's not right. And there he go again, or there she go again. This is it right. This thing is bigger than you think it is. And he's even at the door. It's up to you to wake up and understand this ministry is here, is trying to get you in place, because everybody's doing everything that they set out to do. When that billionaire said, it is too many people on this planet, that's when things start, the wheels start turning. And guess who the two people on this planet is? You. Sirach 125, let's read a little bit.
The book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse number 25 through 30 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 1, verse 25. Parable of knowledge are in the treasures of wisdom, but Yahwehness is an abomination to sinners. Verse 26. That is our wisdom. Keep the commandments, Torah instructions, and Yahweh shall give her unto thee. Verse 27, for the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction, and the covenant, meekness, are his delight. Verse 28, distrust not the fear of Yahweh, for thou art poor. Come down unto him with a double mind. Verse 29, be not as a hypocrite in the sight of men, but take good heed without speaking. Verse 30, exalt not thyself, lest you fall. Bring the sun upon yourself. So Yahweh discover your secret, cast thee down in the midst of the congregation, because thou camest not in truth to the fear of Yahweh, but your mind is full of deceit.
Ain't that something? Give me this Bible telling all this right here. Let's get Proverbs 29, pick up verse 27, read a little bit, we close out with that, Brother Yahweh. You mean this Bible is telling all this right here, in a lesson that's been shot from another angle, from the spirit of Yahweh? Remember, we teach spirit-led. We know all about the prophecy. We know all about the end time, who's going to do what. But I'm telling you something, Steve Ray. If you ain't in order, according to what Yahweh just got through then what difference do it make about how much you know about end time prophecy if you're not in order and got your family in order at the same time? What difference does it make? Huh? What difference does it make? You just read in Sirach 1:25 through 30. You just got through reading the same, and it's when Satan sees you ain't worried up, he going to call his buddies to you, and his buddies going to have you always confused. You always going to worry about this, that, and other. You'll never quote just saying Yahweh. You'll never quote 1:18:23 saying this is Yahweh's doing. It's marvelous in my eyesight. This thing is about to come to a close because he's musting the battle, see, right? The president got papers on the table. And he already got a prop in his back already. He's been ready to lay down. Proverbs 29. Pick up verse 27 to close out. We'll close out a couple of verses on this, Brother Yahdai. Yes, we'll come out.
Book of Proverbs 27. Book of Proverbs 29. Verse 27 reads, an unjust man is an abomination to the just. He that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked.
Yeah. Those that are upright is a bummer to the wicked. This ministry is a load on the world, Steve, right? We have the answers for end time prophecy and everything else. But what good is all this information and do out of order? You worry about everything but seeking the kingdom of Yahweh. Get that out the way first. Make sure you got that down pat. Make sure you recognize that when you're not quoting Dove saying Yahweh, if you ain't got the right spirit on you and a good word coming out your mouth, it ain't of Yahweh. That's Satan the devil pushing your mouth. You better know all these things. And that's why Micaiah said over there in that Kings and the book called Chronicles, I'm not going to speak nothing but what Yahweh give me to speak. And that's how you supposed to speak. Because one thing is clear in 28 verse 3 of Ezekiel, that we close out this, Brother Yahdai, we close out that. What it says in Ezekiel 28 verse 3. Do you know this written? Do you know this written in Ezekiel 28 verse 3? Six and nine account, this is written with him. What is it written?
Book of Ezekiel 28, verse number 3 reads, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from you.
So you can't hide. Your telephone is already bumped. Your computer is bumped. You got the things out there on your street lights that's bumped. You got the cars that's bumped. They know what you eat, what you're ordering. They know everything. You can't hide. The only thing you can hide from the wicked man or woman is the Bible. That's it. Everything else is wide open. You can't duck. They, listen, forget it. Understand one thing. You can't hide nothing from the 17 nations. They got this thing sold up. But what they don't understand is the word of Yahweh. And that is your game changer. That's what you better be. Make sure you got it up on the top level. The word of Yahweh. Brother Yahweh Israel. Until the special edition called Thursday even kick in, what's your close thing behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Israel. I'm going to bring the elder back in one more time. We're going to look for Camp Forge to kind of step on in. And remember one thing, WCC is quick on the trigger. I know you're quick on the trigger. What can I say? We'll bring back the elder in for his closing statement on taking my boy through. Remember one thing, on Pound Talk, if you got any questions or comments, come to the microphone. Say something. He'll respond to you. If it gets you up from him, then the seer open his mouth. But all the seer going to do is take notes. I ride shotgun. Huh? I ride shotgun, see, right? Bring him back in the elder. Put his closing statement. You in the clock, elder. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into the night's broadcast. And well, as I said before, a lot of people came to hear the words of Yahweh, and thus far, that's what they're hearing. Because as I mentioned before, a lot of us came to see proper teaching in the Bible, and that's what we're getting. As I had said before, remember, the misinformed can do none of these things, because through their wrong learnings, they try to teach what they think they know to us, which are the righteous. Because as we know, we're being aware of the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil and confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contests, using this for demand their irregular teachings. That's terrible. Using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Some of this we cover in standard learning when we teach the Bible. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending the live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because we know you have not. This is information you came to seek. And you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address we use. To get there, open up any one of your smart devices. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. Looking at chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For our live program, there's a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking them, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, the email addresses that we're using for your convenience. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdh@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. That's our international number, where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe just missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking on, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahuwah. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day, actually, that you would like to listen. Now, as we were previously told, we're simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk and Broad Talk, where our story of Yahuwah will continue. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's teaching is also working for your personal learning. Online now to answer any questions put on the table will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. No comments taken off topics will be accepted or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. Also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, it will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, what we're going to do is turn our program back to our Seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, that's it, Mr. Phil. We'll catch you on the panel talk when any questions come to contain anything we'll say tonight's lessons. Step up to the microphone. We're going to go back and find Princess and get Camp 4 or final thoughts on take number 43. And she can find Princess and get her final thoughts on take number 43. Princess Leo Israel, come out of Camp 4. We'll get our closing thoughts on take 43. Princess,
Hallelujah, Leo
Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, Kwa. Seer of Israel, Seer Royal. The Bible, Israel, do you know? Yahuwah's name was stated has blessings, and with blessings are responsibilities. Exodus 3, verse 14 and 15 says, and Yahuwah said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me to you. Verse 15, and Yahuwah said moreover unto Moses, thus thou say to the children of Israel, Yahuwah of your fathers, the Yahuwah of Abraham, the Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. So it's very important to use the name. Exodus 9. Verse 16 says, and in every deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Exodus 20, verse 7.
What's that, WCC? Oh, okay, well, what is WCC saying, Princess? Bet your time that ran out. I'll leave it like that. I'll tell you more later. All right, good enough. Let me look for the mother. Where the mother's at? Matter of fact, Princess, you might have to get ready to quote a couple of scriptures shortly. And then we see if the mothers are in the room.
But it's sometimes.
Mother D up Israel. Mother D up Israel. Mother D Israel. Mother E. Mother E. Israel.
Okay.
You got two There's too many microphones too close by. There's too many microphones that are too close by. Somebody got to spread it a little, spread the room a little bit there on the microphones there, Mother E. Mother E, Mother Z, got to spread the microphone just a little bit. And let's come back again with Mother E again by saying, Mother E, tribe of Yahweh Judah, spread the microphone. Yahweh be to that Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, of Syria. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. Mother Z, all right, good enough. Excellent on your part. Let's see if we can get a couple more things going on this tape number 43. And yes, let's come back to Sirach chapter 2, verse 1. Come back to Sirach 2, verse 1. And let's see, let's work a little bit and find out some things that we need to know. Sirach chapter 2, verse 1. Let's see if we can work with that Mother E.
Sirach chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou comest to serve the Yahweh, prepare thy soul for temptation. Verse 2, set thy mind aright and consent, endure it. And consent in doing and make it not haste in time of trouble. Verse 3. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end. That's verse 4.
So he said, that's good. That's 1, 2, and 3. That's good enough. So he said, prepare yourself for right. He said, you will be tested. Whenever you come into the word of Yahweh, prepare your mind to be right. The first thing Yahweh is going to do is test you, see what you're working with. But he said, the last thing you do is break out running. Don't run. That's what he said. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. Let's go to 1 John. And we'll look at chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Right side of the book there, Mother Dear. Mother Dear. Yeah. Chapter 2, verse 6. Let's see what it says. 2, verse 6.
1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that said, he abided in him. Alter himself also to walk, even as he walked.
So you got to walk the way the Almighty walked. We got to walk the way the Almighty walked. And what is that by going to 2 John 1, verse 6? So how does Yahweh walk? So we got to walk according to how Yahweh walked. Our walk got to be exactly the way Yahweh's walk is. 2 John 1, verse 6. What is his walk there, Mother E?
2 John chapter 1, verse 6. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his Torah instruction. This is Torah instruction, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
So Yahweh wants us to have what kind of walk there, Mother E? How should our walk be, Mother E?
Walk in Torah instruction.
Excellent. That's how our walk supposed to be. See, we can't worry about who to our left, who to our right, or I don't like this, I don't like that. You got to have a walk of Yahweh the Son. St. John, chapter 15, verse 3, 5, 7 through 10. St. John, chapter 15, verse 3. Skip down to verse 5. 7 down to verse 10. St. John 15, verse 3, 5, 7 through 10. Mother E. Tribe of Yahweh Judah, you're on the clock, come up.
St. John, chapter 15, verse 3, verse 5, verse 7 through 10. St. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, honored, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my Torah instruction, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's Torah instruction and abide in his love.
So Mother E, the only way you can be in Yahweh's love, you got to do what?
Walk in the Torah instruction.
Excellent. And they pull that verse, Mother E. They pull that from Isaiah 48, 1, 2, and 3. That verse is pulled. See, when Yahweh made that statement, Mother E, he pulled that verse from Isaiah 48, 1 down to verse 3 and verse 10. He pulled that verse. So what he says in Isaiah 48, Mother E, 1, 2, and 3 and verse 10. Back on the clock, come up.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verses 1, 2, 3, and verse 10. Book of Isaiah, chapter 48. Okay, verse 1 to 3 and verse 10. Isaiah 48, verse 1. Hear ye this, O family of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the water of Yahweh Judah, the southern king, which swears by the name of the Yahweh, and maketh mention of the Yahweh of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Verse 2, for they call themselves of the righteous city, and save themselves from the Yahweh of Israel. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 3, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they come to pass. Verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
Wait a minute. Mother, eat. What did he just say in verse 10? So we learn to say we are chosen, but the part we leave out, that he has chosen you for what reason in verse 10? Verse 10
and
again.
The furnace of affliction.
So you got to understand one thing. When you come to Yahweh's word, that's when your troubles don't begin. You've been chosen to deal with, is like you trying to operate from a furnace of affliction and handle his word. You think it's a cakewalk. This is a furnace of affliction. So when you're doing your father's business, it ain't going to go right. It ain't going to go left for you. You got to understand something. You're doing your father's business, and you've been chosen out of a furnace of affliction. You're going to go through some things. And that's why you're supposed to be stronger than everything when it comes down to his word. And don't back away from any when it comes down to his word. Isaiah 24:15, listen good. You've been chosen, yeah, from out of a furnace of affliction. So you're going to go through some pains in this word. You're going to lose some of those present loved ones that got you all tied to the hip. Yo, when you drop this word, you're not going to be invited to places that you once was invited to.
What?
When you drop this word down, look at Isaiah 24, verse 15, Mother Dia, I mean Mother Eve. Isaiah 24, verse 15.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 24, verse 15. Wherefore, glorify you, the Yahweh, and defy even the name of Yahweh of Israel in the island of the sea.
Ain't that something? We got to glorify Yahweh even in the fire. Hotter the better. Hotter the better, see, right? You've been chosen in the furnace of affliction. Mean you're not going to have all the pats on the back, the skinning, grinning. Yahweh going to separate you. Let's go to Issachar, boy, and let's read a little bit about that. Let's go to Job chapter 19. We're going to Job chapter 19, 13 to 21. You think you're going to carry the word of Yahweh and everything going to be all lovey-dovey and everybody are proud and happy to see you? No. No. You will be the one in a furnace of affliction. Your closing loved ones going to walk away from you. If they ain't got no word in them. Job 19, 13 to 21. Listen good.
Book of Job, chapter 19, verse 13 to 21. Verse 13, he has put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance are verily saved from me. Verse 14, my kinsfolk have failed, and my family friends have forgotten. But God me. But they that dwell in my house and my midst count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. Verse 16. I called my servant and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. Verse 17, my breath is strange to my wife, so I entreat for the children's sake of my own body. Verse 18, they, young children, despise me. I arose and they speak against me. Verse 19, all my inward friends abhor me, and they whom I love, my bones cleave to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth.
Read verse 14 again, Mother. So we got to know this thing. Oh, I wonder why my children, my wife, my husband, my friend, they don't talk to me like they supposed to. My own sister, she always got her mouth going at me the wrong way. Why don't you be in the ministry and understand that Yahweh is going, that's the price you're going to pay for carrying this word. Job chapter 19, verse 14.
My kinfolk have failed, and my family friends have forgotten me.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Marie? So you see, it's already been told what's going to happen when you come into this word, the true covenant, the true word of Yahweh. Even Uncle Buck don't start acting up. Even Auntie going to start acting up. Even brother going to start acting up. sister gonna start, then you wonder about what you did. You ain't done nothing wrong. This is what's gonna happen to you when you start showing them that you gotta have all friends. You gotta keep the Sabbath day. They're gonna look at you and they're gonna be wanting to deliver you up. The conversation ain't gonna be the same no more when you come into this word. That's why we trying to have everybody word up in the fixing all the cap. When these things happen to you, you won't be sick, child. Look at yourself in the mirror. No, I understand what he's saying in Job chapter 5, 6 through 9. What he's saying in the book of Job chapter 6, chapter 5. Make it Job 5, 6 down to verse 9. Job, Issachar's boy, chapter 5, 6 down to verse 9. What he say that mother Eve?
Book of Job chapter 5. Verse 6. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doeth trouble spring out of the ground. Verse 7. Yet man is born unto trouble, as the speaker to Yahweh, and unto Yahweh would I commit my cause. Verse 9. Which does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number.
Ain't that something? Read verse 7 again, Mother E, read verse 7 again. Mother Z, listen real good, Mother Z. Listen to verse 7.
Job chapter 5, verse 7. Yes, men is born unto trouble, as the sparkle flies upward.
So when you take hold to this word, you're going to be in trouble with the world. You're going to be in trouble. Your sister, your son, your daughter, your nephew, your niece, they're going to cause you trouble. That's why you have to stay word up. Because if you don't stay word up, you try to pick your way through it, seven demons going to jump you, and the seven demons going to be saying, look, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. You hear the word of Yahweh. All this going to happen. First Thessalonians chapter 3. First Thessalonians chapter 3. So when these things happen to you, verse 3 down to verse 5, understand you got to stay word up. If you try to figure out why auntie ain't acting right, my son ain't acting right, my daughter ain't acting right, my better half ain't acting right. When you come to this word of Yahweh, Yahweh said you're going to be in a furnace of affliction. It's up to you to make up your mind that you're going to do Yahweh, or you're going to cave in, because they might make you an ultimatum. Put that Bible out and come on back and be right with me. Now you over in the corner trembling. You don't put the word of Yahweh down after a test. Satan get in the pieces and make you put that book down and think about somebody doing you wrong. First Thessalonians chapter three, verse 3 down to verse 5. Listen to that mother Eve, come on.
First Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. Verse 3. That no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourself knoweth that we are appointed thereunto. Verse 4. But truly, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it comes to pass, and ye know it, and you know it. Verse 5. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, the tempters have tempted you, and your labor be in vain.
You see that? He said, if you don't stay word up, the tempter gonna tempt you, and what you have learned gonna be in vain. He let you know, he's telling you about the great big old elephant going to be in the kitchen. It's up to you to recognize the great big elephant in the kitchen. When you keep the word of Yahweh, a great big elephant going to come in your kitchen. It can weigh you down. If you don't say this word, it can weigh you down. Acts chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. Acts chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. You have a great big elephant in your kitchen. You want to know why mama ain't acting right, why daughter ain't acting right, why son ain't acting right. Then you want to start doubting yourself. But we trying to build you up to understand one thing. When you come into the word of Yahweh, all these things going to happen to you. It's up for you to overcome it through the word of Yahweh. Don't let Satan take you down, because he want to take you down, because he wants you contrary to have you always thinking somebody doing you wrong. Acts 14, 22 and 23. Mother E, come on.
Book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22 and verse 23. Burn the souls of the disciples and exhort them to continue in the covenant, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 23. And when they had ordained them elders in every congregation, church, city, wait a minute, and when they had ordained them elders in every congregation, the children of Israel, and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them to be Yahweh on whom they believed.
Mm-hmm. And what it, before he ordained them, put some oil on them, he told them what in verse 22? What did he tell them on before he put that oil on that mother? What did he tell them in verse 22?
Confirm the souls of the disciples and exhort them to continue in the covenant. To continue in the covenant.
And confirm them and let them know they're going to go through much what? What they're going through in 22, they're going through much what?
Much tribulation.
Yes, you see that, Mother E? So before you get anointed, you have to be told you're going to go through much tribulation. You're going to have trouble that you ain't never seen before. When you come to dust as Yahweh, the closing one to you going to cause you all kinds of trouble. Because that was the word it's going to do. Mark chapter 4, 14 through 19. Mark chapter 4, 14 through 19. You must say, I'll be doggone. You mean even you acting up? Yes. I'm going to see what you say in that word of Yahweh or what you start pointing the finger. See? We're going to see what you made of. Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 19. Listen good. Mother E, bring it.
Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 19. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The sword soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their mind. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arise for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Verse 19. and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entangled and choking the word, and it become unfruitful. Verse 20. So,
That's one of the first Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21 there, Mother Eve. So you got some, when things don't go right, they get all frustrated. They want to point the finger. Understand one thing. When Yahweh tell you, I'm just trying to show you what you're made of. See, you got to know who the warriors is at these last hours. You got to know who the warriors is. When your time to be tested, that's when you're supposed to get busy and stand tall and just say, Yahweh. You'll start to blame, game, point and finger. Well, I don't like this. I don't like that. That don't sound right to me. This person is bothering me. When you going to teach on this? When this, when that? Listen, that's only Yahweh released Satan on you and Satan released his seven more friends that he got on you and got you disembobulated. Understand one thing, Yahweh better put up a close on this thing. And once you find out the president will say it about you, but you still ain't going to do it right. The president got some papers on his desk right now concerning you, right now. And he got a stick stuck in his back right now, holding him up. But he don't say it. He don't say it already. What's the reading there, Mother Eve?
First Peter chapter 2.
Verse 20 and 21.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 20, 21. Verse 20. But what honor is it if when you be buffered for your fault, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, yes, take it patiently. This is acceptable to Yahweh. Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
Ain't that something, Mother? You hear anything? Soon we get tested a little bit, Mother Eve. We want to do everything contrary to just getting that game up in the word of Yahweh. Verse 22 says what? What does 22 say?
Verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth.
He ain't done no thing and got buffered big time. First Peter 3:8. He didn't do no thing and got, he said, you got to walk in his step. Man always going to do some sinning. He didn't do no sin. Look at the price he paid. And soon something don't go your way, then you're somewhere, and now, said, now you got the blame game going on. Until the step of your game up and just says, Yahweh, you got a blame game going on. And Yahweh don't like it either. 1 Peter 3:8. Listen good.
1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another, love as brethren, be pitiful.
Yeah. Excellent. That's exactly right. You got to be on one mind, the mind of Yahweh's mind. He said, I'm going to turn his heat upon you. So he's going to be turned upon you. And that way you're going to be at your best. We come on this network and we know we hit on every side, but we got the power of Yahweh working with us. Romans chapter 12, verse 16, will say as well. What do Romans 12:16 say there, Mother Eve?
Romans 12:16. Okay. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 16. Romans chapter 12, verse 16 reads, ye are of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but considering to man of your instructions, he states. Be not wise mm-hmm. in your own counsel.
Excellent. Let's run to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. No, we'll back away from that for time's sake. Time's sake got away from Mother Eve. Let's go to Mark chapter 13, verse 11 through 13, and close the segment. We're bagging it down. We'll get back at it again tomorrow evening. Mark 13, 11 down to verse 13. What we trying to tell you, see right here, everybody is making a move. If you don't stay word up and be able to give those mm-hmm. that come in your area the word of Yahweh, and you got a war is me spirit, you're going to lose. And Yahweh is going to say, I told you I'm going to turn up on you. You're going to be able to say, okay, good. I'm going to keep it busy because my job is to help others to get my blessing. Mark 13, 11 down to verse 13 and close the statement. Mark chapter 13. Mark, yes, ma'am. Mark, 11 through 13 and a closing statement.
Mark chapter 13, verse 11 to 13. Verse 11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that speaketh you, for it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit. Verse 12. Now the brethren shall betray the brethren to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Verse 13, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Excellent. Mother E, you still talking there, Mother E. I'm grinning from ear to ear. And Yahweh be with you. What's your closing statement behind that? What is your closing statement behind that? You got to endure this thing until this man turn your lights off on you. Your closing statement, you're in plot. Mother E, Mother Z, come on.
Thank the praising Yahweh for the class. Thank the praising Yahweh for being in the class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the Israelite camp one. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the prayers that prayed for me. Thanking and praising Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And St. John 16:33 says, be of good cheer. I have mm-hmm. overcome. He mm-hmm. tell you over there in 14:22 of Acts, you going to go through some tribulation.
Right.
You got a price to pay. In the 48th chapter, verse 10 of Isaiah, to tell you plainly, you've been chosen out of the furnace of fire. It's your job to deliver this day, not to be a murmur, a backbiter, or complainer. It's about rolling your sleeves up and see how much more you can do for your blessings in Yahweh. Got it? Good. Leave it like that. Remember one thing, we're on Pam Talk. He'll already getting warm up in the room. Got any questions? Come on in the room. Mm-hmm. Say something. Say something on just say Yahweh. Get some more answers. You're on the way back out. It's just say Yahweh. That's it. Everything is on the desk to deliver you up, and you worried about your own personal feelings. Get out of there and help your people that need help. And we'll catch you all tomorrow on this broadcast, and Yahweh be with you all. And Mother.
Beware, no time to spare. Open your eyes. Beware. your first job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Live online class and see how many in the room.
computers, phones, all connected. One total flashing. 46985. 46985. 46,985. You might ask me a question. How many of you think is pro BOTTY in this room right now? Well, it's 46,985. I'll say pro BOTTY. I'll say five. I mean, if you ask me a question, five. I'll take the sure number, five. And that's the way I see it. Because I'm telling you something, ain't nothing glamorous about this. You're not going to get no pat on the back. You get a pat on the back. Remember, a pat on the back is only six inches from a kick in the rear end. So I go with five. Good enough. Enough said on there. We're going by my main man, Mr. Tibbs. We'll give all the introductions in later. We'll go by Mr. Tibbs and get a blessing on another fine audience. 46,985. So let's go get a blessing for the room. Let's even find Mr. Tibbs and let him put a blessing on a nice episode. And then we'll bring in teachers, readers all over the country. So when you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Mr. Tibbs, I'm looking at a fine audience again. This thing is 46,985 is flashing, Mr. Tibbs. So evidently, the blessing must be getting over to them all. So let's go hear one of these powerful blessings. You on the clock, come on.
Generally, I would just start out by giving us a general blessing by saying, Yahweh be with your brother, Seal. And Yahweh bless all the people attending tonight's broadcast, and especially the new attendees that want to hear something. We're here because we want to give you something, not only to hear the word, but to be doers of the word. What I would like to say is that as long as you continue to rehearse the righteous act, which is mentioned in the book of Judges, 1 Samuel, you will be doing just what Yahweh requested. At this moment, I will turn it back over to Brother C. Israel, and I would like to say once again, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's Mr. Tibbs. Now, Mr. Tibbs, he gets in where he's been in. That's the game. See, remember one thing. The common goal is to do one thing. Just come together as one, because Yahweh's son had a mission to do that his father told him about. That's enough to say on that. We'll see which way it goes. So remember one thing. You got to get in where you've been in, S.C. Roy. This is some information that you need to have in the hand of your loved one if you decide to sleep on it. Make sure your loved ones understand that it's going to come a day that everything will be revealed. And he said a lot of stuff going to be revealed by fire. No said on that. We're going to bring in teachers and readers all over the country. And we're going to look for Top of the Heat, the leadoff man, see if we can bring him in and get this broadcast running. When you meet your brother, when you meet your sister with a loud voice, see me find Brother Yahdai Israel. Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahweh bless you, L.C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel. L.C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. We just going to run straight to Luke 12:12. We're going to get it going on because we don't know what we got to work with, but we got to find out what to take to work with. Third episode of this species, information highway we must exhibit. So I tell you what, let's get the game changer in our favor. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, deliver.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour to say,
That's right, Brother Yahshua Israel. In that very same hour, he will teach you what you ought to say. Never speak your own words. Now, and Yahshua the Son made a profound statement there, Brother Yahshua Israel. What he says in the 23rd chapter, verse 34, he made a profound statement, and I want to see how we're going to analyze this statement. Luke 23:34, Brother Yahshua Israel deliver.
The book of Luke, chapter 23, verse number 34 reads, Luke 23, verse 34. Then said Yahweh the Son, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast, and they parted his remnant and cast lots.
He said, forgive them, Father, because they do not know what they're doing. But see, this forgiveness is going to come out because he's going to send a watchers, warners. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. He said, forgive them. So now,